الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فيا إخوتي وأخواتي الكرام، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله تعالى. يقول عز وجل: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we spoke last week about the importance of seeking knowledge. And the ulama, as you know, are warathatul anbiya. They are the inheritors that inherit the risala of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The scholars, the ulama, they are the bearers of the sharia. They are the ones that hold the hopes of the ummah after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are the ones who have the duty and obligation to give life to the ummah through knowledge. And because of this, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we are commanded to respect the ulama and to honor them and to have adab, to have manners with them. And so I would like to share with you today some of these adab, some of these manners that we have in the gatherings of knowledge, like this gathering today, and in the halaqas of knowledge and in visiting the ulama. The Prophet ﷺ, he taught us, he reminded us of the importance of respect and honor for the people of knowledge. He said in a hadith narrated by Imam Ahmad, لَيْسَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي مَنْ لَمْ يُوَقِّرْ صَغِيرْ كَبِيرَنَا وَيَرْحَمْ صَغِيرَنَا وَيَعْرِفْ لِعَانِمِنَا حَقَّهِ. The Prophet ﷺ, he said, he is not from us who does not honor the elders and show mercy to the young and know the right of the knowledgeable one, the scholar. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we perhaps all of us, we know the story of Musa alayhi salam, mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf, when Allah asked Musa, who is the most knowledgeable one on the earth? Musa alayhi salam, he was the Nabi at that time. In fact, he's from Ul al-Azam, he's from the five mighty prophets. He said, oh Allah, I am. Allah, he said to Musa, he said, no, there's somebody more knowledgeable than you. And we see Musa alayhi salam in his humbleness. Immediately he sets out to find that knowledgeable person, to sit at his feet and to learn from him. Allah says, you will find him at the meeting of the two oceans. So Musa, he sets out with his companion, Yusha bin Nun. When they pass the two oceans, the fish comes alive that they had, swam away into the ocean. Musa, he goes back looking for Khidr, his teacher, and he asks him, may I sit at your feet? May I follow you that I may learn from you. We see and we learn from this story the lesson of humbleness to knowledge. No matter how much Musa alayhi salam knew, he set out to gain and benefit from his teacher Khidr alayhi salam. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, the adab, the manners that we have in the gatherings of knowledge are more important, they come before the actual knowledge that we learn. Imam Malik, he said, my mother, she used to tie my turban and tell me, go learn from your Shaykh Rabi' in Masjid Nabawi, learn the manners before you learn the hadith that he has to narrate. From the manners of attending the gatherings of knowledge, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, is first to have a proper niyyah, a good intention, to bring into our hearts a good intention. What is the appropriate intention that we have when we come to the places of knowledge first and foremost to gain fiqh of the religion and understanding of the deen, and to acquire knowledge, and not to come with the wrong intention. What is the wrong intention when attending these gatherings of knowledge? Seeking to show off to people, or seeking to attain some worldly benefit from something that was designed, that was given to us to bring benefit in our akhirah. Coming to a gathering of knowledge in order to argue, or to see what story is being said, in order to argue and debate. This is the wrong intention to have when coming to the gatherings of knowledge. So to be sincere in wanting to learn and absorb and hear the words of Allah and His Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is the first adab. This is the first of those subtle matters of manners in coming to the gatherings of knowledge. And if we join with this intention, the desire to learn, in addition to that, the desire to be in the company of the righteous, and the love for the ulama and the righteous people who are in those gatherings, then this is khayrun, this is benefit on top of that. Desiring to be with the people of knowledge, in the circles of knowledge, because we love them. The Prophet ﷺ, he taught us a hadith where a man, he left his town seeking to visit his friend in another town. On the way there, Allah sent an angel down to meet him on his road. That angel, he said to this man, "Where are you going?" He said, "I'm going to visit my friend in this town. I want to see my friend." The angel said, "Do you have some benefit you seek to obtain from him?" The man, he said, "No, except that I love him for the sake of Allah." So Allah, he told the angel to tell that man that Allah has loved you due to your love for that man for the sake of Allah. Loving another person for the sake of Allah will earn us the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from the adab of attending the gatherings of knowledge, from those good things that we should have, is that we should attend the knowledge, or we should attend or visit the ulama at proper times, having an appointment, or at least at the time when the scholar is available to answer the questions of the people. Because sometimes the visit can cause hardship and burden on the person, on the scholar. He may be preparing for a lesson or for a khutbah, or he may be busy with other matters, and a person of knowledge and students of knowledge should be eager to make good use of their time. Also, the sudden visit coming at a time unexpected could cause undue hardship on a person. Perhaps you know the story of the Prophet ﷺ when he had gotten newlywed to Maymuna. And the Sahaba, they came to attend the banquet, and they enjoyed the food in the house of the Prophet ﷺ, and they stayed a long time, and stayed longer and longer enjoying the company of the Prophet ﷺ. And they forgot that this was his wedding night. So much that the Prophet ﷺ felt shy to tell them anything. So it was Allah who was not shy that revealed to the Sahaba that after you finish your gathering, then go on your way so that the Prophet ﷺ can fulfill his need or fulfill his obligations. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, fulfilling or visiting in appropriate times is very important, because without keeping mind the time of the alim or the scholar, we may take him away from something which is more important. Thirdly, beloved brothers and sisters in Islam, from these manners and adabs for the gatherings of knowledge is that we enter and we come with our best clothing and our best cleanliness. And Imam Malik, he used to say, "I love that the student of knowledge wear white clothing because it shows cleanliness and preparedness." Allah says, "Ya Bani Adam, khudu zinatakum inda kulli masjid." Children of Adam, take your beauty, take your zina, take your beautiful clothing to every masjid. So it is from the sunnah to wear one's best clothing in the gatherings of knowledge. Respected brothers in the hallway, inshallah, the khutbah is being spoken. If your brothers can come inside, please. So this is from the beautiful adab of the gatherings of knowledge, which is to have the clothing that is appropriate for such a gathering, and also to dress in one's clothing that smells nice and is beautiful, because these gatherings are ibadah. They're worship. It's the dhikr of Allah and ibadah. And in order for us to have the company of the angels, we should remove any bad smells and anything that is uncomely, unbecoming. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from the manners of visiting the gatherings of knowledge is number four, the ulama say, is to bring people who are righteous with you, to share in that benefit of the gatherings of knowledge. People who share that intention of learning and gaining beneficial knowledge. And not to bring people who will come only in order to belittle the knowledge or backbite about others or take away from that spirit of learning. So to bring those with you when one visits, to bring those who are righteous and are eager to learn, so the khair will increase and the ajr will increase. And also to be mindful that if one has young children, that they may create a disturbance. So to either take care of them to assure that they do not disturb that gathering and create difficulties. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, number five from the adab of visiting the people of knowledge is that we don't enter upon them without permission. And this is for all people. When we enter their house or we knock, we seek permission. We don't enter without seeking permission. We should knock three times. And if permission is not given, then we make excuse for the person and we leave. The knocking shouldn't be in a harsh way, in a very fearful way, in order to impose, open the door. But it should be seeking permission. Lightly with the fingernails, then with the knuckles, and then with the fist, as the ulama have mentioned. Ibn Jama'ah, one of the great ulama, he mentions this. He says that if one is not given permission, let him turn away. And also, when we sit in the gathering of knowledge, he mentions that we should face the speaker or the person conveying the knowledge, the sheikh, so that we face him with our whole body, and to sit in a way that shows that we're eager to learn, and not in a way leaning down or showing that we don't have interest in the knowledge. So this will encourage or enable one to gain beneficial knowledge. All of these adab, they're helping us to benefit from the knowledge. If we seek to follow these adab, the knowledge will penetrate and be absorbed. But if we don't practice these adab, the knowledge will go over our shoulders or go through our ears. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, also from the adab of the gatherings of knowledge is to not impose a question upon the sheikh, or to insist upon the answer, or to ask too many questions until one overtires the sheikh, until he is no longer able to speak, but to be mindful of not overburdening and tiring the sheikh. Number six, respected brothers and sisters in Islam, in order to perfect our adab, in order so that we can absorb the knowledge, is that we should not raise our voices in the gatherings of knowledge. Perhaps you know in Surah Al-Hujurat, the surah is entitled behind or after an event that took place in the lifetime of the Prophet ﷺ. When Rasulullah ﷺ was in his house, and some Bedouins, they came and began yelling, Oh Muhammad ﷺ, calling out and yelling to him to come out from behind the apartment. But then Allah, He revealed these beautiful ayahs. يَا أَيُّوَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَرْفَعُوا أَصْوَاتَكُمْ فَوْقَ صَوْتَ النَّبِيِّ. O you who believe, do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet ﷺ, because you might cancel out all of your good deeds. You might cancel out all of your good deeds. This adab that we may not even pay attention to, one could lose all of their good deeds if they raise their voice above the voice of the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, we are also taught not to have side conversations or speaking on the phone during the khutbah and during the gatherings of knowledge, and also not to engage in debate and argument, for this is not against the spirit of learning. This will take away from the spirit of learning. And also, we are taught not to speak backbiting in the gathering of knowledge, even of others, not to speak ill of others in front of one's sheikh or one's teacher, but to have good adab of speaking well of others. Not to say that this other person, he has an opinion other than what you're saying, in order to create dissension or ill feeling between the ulama. And also we are taught that we should bear with patience the mistakes or the shortcomings that we see from our teachers and our shuyukh, because they are all only human beings. And all of Bani Adam or Khatta'un make mistakes. The best of those who make mistakes are those who make tawbah. أقول هذا القول وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين استغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, from the adab of the gatherings of knowledge is to come close to the teacher, to sit facing him and not to sit far away from his gathering. And also from the adab, as mentioned by Ali رضي الله عنه, listen to his beautiful advice. He says, إِنَّ مِنْ حَقِّ الْعَالِمْ أَلَّا تَكْثُرْ عَلَيْهِ السُّؤَالِ. It is from the right of a teacher not to impose too many questions, and not to impose him to answer, and not to be forceful until he becomes tired. وَلَا تَأْخُذْ بِثَوْبِهِ إِذَا نَحَدْ. And do not grab him by his robe. وَلَا تَفْشِينَ لَهُ سِرًّا. And do not expose his secrets. وَلَا تَغْتَابَنَّ عِنْدَهُ أَحَدْ. And do not speak ill of others around him. وَإِنْ زَلْ قَبِلْتَ مَعْذِرَتَهُ. And if he makes a mistake, you accept his excuse. وَعَلَيْكَ أَن تُوَقِّرُوهُ وَتُعَذِّمُ لِلَّهِ مَا دَامَ يَحْفَظُ أَمْرَ اللَّهِ. And as long as he is guiding or he is guarding the commandments of Allah, then you must give him the due respect and honor. And do not sit before him or in front of him. And if you have a need for him, then, or if he has a need, then hasten to help fulfill his need. Ali radiallahu anhu, he also added, he said, from the right of the teacher, the alim, is that if you come to him, you give salam to him personally, as well as to the whole gathering. And to sit nearby to him, and not in front of him. Not to point at him and not to wink at him. And not to say, these other people are saying things other than you. And not to grab him by the thobe. And then Ali, he says that the alim is like a ripe palm tree. If you are nearby, the dates will fall upon you. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, also from the gatherings of knowledge, the adab that will bring us true benefit inshallah by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is that we should humble ourselves and forget about to come with an empty heart. If one comes to a gathering of knowledge, to a khutbah of Jum'ah or to a halaqa, and their heart is filled with other things, with the dunya, with the business, with the family, then they will not be able to humble themselves to hear the knowledge. These things, these shawazil, these ideas will be busy in their minds, and they will not be able to hear the beneficial knowledge. So the scholars, they recommend that we try to empty our hearts from these other worries, and so that we can absorb and hear the words of knowledge. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, also the scholars, they mention that we should not turn our backs or our sides to the ulama, or to the scholar, we should not sneeze loudly but cover with a handkerchief, and not to cough without need, and also to not clear one's throat without extra need. Sheikh Ash-Shinqiti, one of the great ulama from Medina, he says these final words of advice. He says that when we attend the gatherings of knowledge, then one should be completely humble and not raise the voice, because this is what the jinn did with the Prophet ﷺ. When the jinn heard about the coming of the Prophet ﷺ, they used to ascend the sky and hear the speech of Allah to the angels. But when they tried to ascend, a meteor struck them down. And so they said, something must have happened. We used to listen to the words of Allah to the angels. So they traveled on the earth until they came to see the Prophet ﷺ reciting Qur'an and Salat al-Fajr. And they said, this is what has happened. The Qur'an has come down from the heavens. They listened so quietly, and they said, and as they said to each other, فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ قَالُوا أَنْصِتُوا. When they heard the Prophet ﷺ, they told each other, be quiet, listen. Listen to what he's saying. And then when they heard these words, they became believers. And Allah, He revealed the Surah al-Jinn about them. They said, سَمِعْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجَبًا. Because of that adab that they had, they were quiet, they heard the words of Allah, they became believers, as is mentioned in Surah al-Jinn. And we see that Allah even commands His Prophet Musa to have adab. When he came to the valley of Tuwa, Allah said, فَخْلَعْنَا عَلَيْكَ. Take off your shoes. إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى. You are not in a normal place. This is a holy valley. Take off your shoes. You are in this blessed valley. In adab, in good manners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, we should know that the gatherings of knowledge are from the sha'air of Allah, from the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those who honor these gatherings, they are honoring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ذَلِكَ وَمَنْ يُعَزِّمْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever honors the signs of Allah. This ayah was revealed about when they took the cows to be slaughtered on the Eid, they would put garlands on them to say, we are bringing these cows to be slaughtered for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah revealed this ayah that we should honor these animals because this is the sha'air of Allah. We are slaughtering these animals for Allah, so we should honor these signs. And the gatherings of knowledge like that, they are gatherings that show the ibadah of Allah, the honor, that show us the respect for the knowledge of the sharia of Allah and His deen. Respected brothers and sisters in Islam, I close with a final reminder, which the scholars say that when we visit the people of knowledge, the very least that we can do is to speak well and guard their honor in their absence, and to not say anything ill of them, because they opened their hearts to us. They devoted their lives to the service of the people. At the very least, if we do not give thanks to them, but we should withhold, we should forgive them and turn away from whatever faults that we see in them. We ask Allah to show us the words of guidance and help us to follow them. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqa warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batina warzuqna ijtinaba. Allahumma shfi marda al-muslimin. Allahumma shfi mardana warham mawtana ya rabb al-alamin. Allahumma izz al-islam wal-muslimin wa azil al-shirka wal-mushrikeen. Allahumma arham ikhwanana al-mustada'afin fi kulli makan, fi Pakistan, fi Shishan, fi Misr, fi Libya, في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم وحد صفوف المسلمين ورد عنهم كيد الكائدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في كل مكان يا رب العالمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. وصلى الله على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. عباد الله، اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وأقيموا الصلاة. الله أكبر. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك جدك ولا إله غيرك.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. فارتدا على آثارهما قصصا فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا آتيناه رحمة من عندنا وعلمناه من لدنا علما. قال له موسى هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا؟ قال إنك لن تستطيع معي صبرا.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا؟ قال ستجدني إن شاء الله صابرا ولا أعصي لك أمرا.